For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. Let us pray. Lord God, you are great. You are worthy of all the praise that we can give. No one can completely fathom how great you are. We're going to read today of your great deeds in history, and each generation of your people has something to add to that, about what you've shown them, about what you've done for them, because you are a God who answers prayer, sometimes in ways that surprise or amaze us. When we really see this, when we really begin to appreciate it, then we want the whole world to know that you're great. We want them to celebrate with us your great goodness. For you are gracious, generous, kind, and compassionate. You're slow to get angry. You're full of love and mercy. You've a deep concern for everything that you've made. You're always faithful. You keep all your promises. And you've a special care for anyone who feels helpless, anyone overcome by sin or by sorrow or circumstances. You're ready to help everyone who calls out to you, anyone who sincerely seeks you. And Lord, we confess that we need you. We need your forgiveness, your strength, your peace, your wisdom and counsel. We need your Spirit to make us whole again. And so we come to you now in the quietness with the prayers of our hearts. God our Father, only you can satisfy our deepest needs. Only you can reshape us and remake us in your likeness. And you are willing to do it. For Jesus has promised it. And Jesus has made it possible by his cross and resurrection. We, your church, know this and confess that we must live by this. Help us to do so. Help us today in this service to give glory to you and receive from you. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.